crying time till the whole world I do, Lord. Come on back, baby. Now I understand. Come on back, baby. Why you up to wait and rain? Don't you know I love you, baby? Don't you understand, Lord? Just say you love me. And we'll go to the preacher man. Man, don't you know I love you, baby? Lord, help my crying time, and we'll live our lives together.
You never get Oh Marcello, how I wonder the Madonna, she tell the truth, no? She been saying I'll have a baby when he grow up, he become a killer. Marcello, never thought I'd really love you, but I do so. My head with his head on your platter, just say the word and so I'm making kiss my gutters. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Understood, are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Understood, understood. Oh Marcello, how I wonder the Madonna when she speaks, she tell the truth, no? She been saying I'll have a baby when he grow up, he become killer and kill everybody.
Nina Simone's legacy is alive and well in musicians like Russian American indie folk pop rock singer songwriter Regina Spektor. That's her song Oh Marcello, a song in fact that she dives into sampling or re-recording, I guess, Nina Simone's version of Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, definitely making reference to Nina Simone that way. She does that on a couple of songs, actually, on her album, What We Saw from the Cheap Seats. In the middle, it is a musician who some could call a contemporary, but I think she herself would definitely call a devotee of Nina Simone. It's New York City singer-songwriter and pianist Laura Nyro. The song is called Eli's Coming. That's from her 1968 album, Eli in the 13th Confession. The arrangements and songwriting that Laura Nyro did and the music that she made has Nina Simone's influence written all over it. And then we did start that set off with Nina Simone's song, I Love My Baby. That's from her 1967 album, High Priestess of Soul. And you know what I realized just when we went into that set? I totally forgot. I forgot about Sade. We did hear Sade as well a little earlier on. By Your Side is the name of the song. It's a called the Cotton Belly Fola Remix. It's off of the Red Hot and Riot tribute album that was a fundraiser album for battling AIDS in Africa. Let's keep things going. One last way that Nina Simone has altered pop music: by rewriting the rules for what it meant to be a woman in show business at that time, a woman with uncompromising authority, with an unapologetic voice. She was unafraid to speak out about the oppression of women, for women in music at that time, in a number of different ways. Her song For Woman, her 1966 song about a quartet of African-American women, was banned in Philadelphia. A number of her other songs were banned across America. At New York's Village Gate in 1959, Nina Simone kept her audience waiting over an hour, all while she holed up in her dressing room, complaining and demanding about her fee, recognizing that she was not getting paid what a man should be getting paid for the music that she is making. In fact, when she finally did appear, Nina Simone is reported to interjecting shouts of, I must get my money. I will get my money during that live show. It is times like these where Nina Simone did not care. She demanded the respect that she knew she deserved. Right now, we are going to listen to that song, For Women, by Nina Simone. And you need to know this. This song right here single-handedly gave birth to the infamous shock rocker we now know and love as Peaches. You need to listen right to the end to see why I say that.
What do they call me? drink tea, she love, and rooster crow, she love, see that woman, she love, she drink coffee, she love, she drink tea, she love, and rooster crow, she love, see that woman, dressed in red, smile at the man when you wake up in his bed, see that woman, dressed in black, wink at the man and the staff on his back.
Feist right there, a musician who's often covered Nina Simone. That is a cover, in fact, of Nina Simone's Sea Lion Woman. Feist calls it Sea Lion. That's on her album, The Reminder. In the middle, it's a woman who named herself after a lyric in a Nina Simone song. It is Peaches. We heard the song Talk to Me. That's from her album, I Feel Cream. And then, of course, starting the set, Nina Simone with her song Four Women. That's from her album, Let It All Out, released in 1966. To sum it up, Nina Simone's legacy is simply for the fact that she is a trailblazer. She presented herself as a black woman and talked about issues related to black women in unapologetic ways and refused to back down because of it. Coincidentally, Tuesday, February 21st, Nina Simone would have been 90 years old. Happy birthday wherever you are, you rebel rouser. Rest in power, girl. We're going to wrap up with one last artist who seems to live the legacy of Nina Simone. It is Cold Specs wrapping up this episode of Girly So Groovy.
He left his mark upon my skin. Said I lost my loser in the cold, cold wind. Swallow me, hunted down. I didn't know how to send you out. Cross your
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. Birders in cities sometimes joke that they mostly see pigeons. But if you're waiting for a train in San Francisco, you might also see something unusual. A big bird with a serious job. His name? Pac-Man.
I got Pac-Man about 7 years ago. He's a captive-bred Harris hawk.
Vahe Alaverdian of Falcon Force, along with Pac-Man, have partnered with San Francisco area transit authorities to deter pigeons from El Cerrito del Norte station, where the situation had gotten dire.
When we first started, they were sitting on the signs, they're sitting on the concrete ledges, and their droppings are all dripping down, and it's a huge health hazard, inhaling pigeon droppings.
This form of pest management involves having a trained bird of prey fly around the area to frighten, not trap or kill. Pigeons have a homing sense and might not wise up to trapping, while poison can have ripple effects on everything from local pets to plants and wildlife.
There's no euthanization in this process. We're completely a sustainable pest management. It's a predator-prey relationship, and the prey species have no choice but to take off and find refuge somewhere else.
Hawks like Pac-Man have to be captive bred, and they start training at 16 to 20 weeks old. They spend 2 weeks training, then keep practicing throughout their lives. Pac-Man has a close companionship with his trainers.
It's a beautiful symbiotic relationship that we have going with these raptors. The positive impact of it speaks for itself, and it's a beautiful thing. What can I say?
For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Remmel.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.